Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 1, Episode 4, Sad Sack Wasp Trap.
Logan is back on his feet, albeit slowly and with the help of a physiotherapist. While his legs still need work, his attitude and language are back with a vengeance. Kendall is shocked to see his dad back in his office chair. Logan says he's just making sure Kendall doesn't sell off any more of the company from under him, but Ken fires back stating it was only necessary because Logan took on a shitload of debt. When Roman arrives, he is met by Frank, who wishes him a good morning, only for Rome to tell him it is not a good morning now, as you're here and I fucking hate you. Frank tells him Logan asked him to return to show his wayward son the ropes. Later, and continuing the theme of bad mornings, Shiv finds out from Roman that the husband of one of her clients running for Senate has posted a picture of his anus online, and that ATN, Logan's news team, will likely run the story. Shiv agrees with the owner of the anus to talk to ATN in a bid to kill the story. Elsewhere in the office, Bill, the best boss that ever lived, Lockhart, is making his leaving speech ahead of Tom stepping up to the plate. Tom is mocking how much love Bill gets. It's like Mandela fucked Santa and gave birth to Bill, he tells Greg. After the speech, Bill approaches Tom and reveals there are a bunch of files, described by Bill as a death pit, the contents of which might be in Tom's best interest to not know the details of. Rather than steer clear, Tom's curiosity sees him dive straight in. Logan hears from Carolina there's a piece in the press about him winding down in the face of Kendall, being the new main man at the upcoming charity dinner. It doesn't go down well. He demands she find out where it came from, or she find another prick to pay her $1 million. Shiv is at Waystar, asking that they don't run the butthole news piece. She talks to Eva, Waystar's exec producer, but her words fall on deaf ears, with Eva reminding her that Shiv only gets into the building because of her surname. Tom tries to talk to Kendall about the death pit files, but Tom recalls his father saying he really loves those who eat shit for him without him ever knowing. Message understood. Tom exits again, saying he'll get himself a knife and fork. Stewie visits Kendall at the office. As they talk, Logan walks in and demands Kendall buy the company he has a meeting with later that day, highlighting who still calls the shots. This works a treat, leaving Ken assuring Stu that he's in the driver's seat, not his dad. Tom, wrestling with information he didn't even want to know about, calls on Greg. He then plonks a heap of files in front of him, saying, "That's the death pit. Take a look." Greg is hesitant, but obediently reads. Tom explains that there's a history of theft, rape, and murder on the Waystar cruises that's been hushed up for decades, but remains a fucking time bomb ready to blow, aka the death pit. Tom tries to speak to Shiv about the situation, revealing that Bill has told him where some of the bodies are buried, but they're not buried very well. He suggests calling a press conference, in turn making himself the good guy. Shiv is too distracted with Anusgate to listen properly. It is the night of the charity dinner. Bigwigs, investors, media tycoons, and money gather under one roof. Connor, who's overseen the setup, is slowly unraveling and trying to make things run like clockwork. While going through the autokey script, he notices a late edition labeled Surprise Logan Retirement Announcement. Jerry approaches Tom about the files. She tells him plans to come clean and hold a press conference would be a very bad idea. Connor goes to see Logan about the surprise retirement announcement planned by Kendall. An unimpressed Logan tells Connor there's a change of plan. Logan will speak, not Kendall. Elsewhere, Tom grabs Greg and accuses him of blabbing to Jerry about the files. Did you bitch me out, pig man? Greg is adamant he didn't tell her. Tom appears, for now, to believe him, and instead seems to shift his suspicions to his fiancé, Shiv. Roman tries a little sucking up to Logan, but is told bluntly to start doing exactly what Frank tells him to. Annoyed, Roman finds his girlfriend Grace being served by a waiter. He suggests the waiter ask for her number since he so clearly likes her. He does, and Roman laughs. Then, an irritated Grace asks for a pen and writes her number down for the man. Kendall is told about the change of speech and goes to Jerry for advice, saying if Logan fucks up in public, they have a major problem. He asks her to talk to him and convince him it's a bad idea. Jerry approaches Logan and wishes him good luck instead. Logan takes the stage and declares despite his recent health nonsense, he is back to run the company. After leaving the stage, Logan confronts Kendall, telling him he sees him trying to shoot him like a dog in the street. Fuck off, he tells his son, before preparing to leave with Marcia. Tom rides home with Shiv, his face etched with worry. Greg is talking with Jerry, and it becomes clear he did indeed spill the beans about the Death Pit press conference. Roman gets close to Grace, and Logan sleeps in the back of a car alongside a proud Marcia. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously on Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Written, produced, and published by Daph Doris.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.